When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this man back, the 45th president of the United States, a guy that I voted for twice and will vote for again if he gives me that chance. It's Donald J. Trump. Mr. Trump, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. That's very nice.
I appreciate you coming on. There is so much going on, but I want to start in a very general sense, like you and I have talked about before, because you love America and you see America from, I think, 30,000 feet up, and you also see it from in the forest with the trees. The 30,000 foot up Donald Trump is the one that everybody fell in love with because you see us as a beacon, as the greatest land on the planet, and you'll do anything for this land, including give up personal wealth and also, you know, give up the favor that you had on both left and right. The left has been coming after you big time. We'll get into all that. But just as the former president and as a man who loves this country, just give me your overview of what you see happened in the past year.
Well, I think everybody can say the same thing. I've never seen anything like it. Our country has been embarrassed. We're no longer respected as a country. You take a look at other leaders looking at us, and they're saying, what's going on? You know, China and Russia and North Korea, Kim Jong-un, you look at that. The leaders of Iran, they take a look at what's going on. I think that the withdrawal, and withdrawing is a great thing. I was going to withdraw, as you know. I was the one that got it down to 2,000 soldiers from much, you know, from a lot. But the way we withdrew was such an embarrassment to our country. There's never been anything like it, with dead soldiers and horribly wounded soldiers and hostages left behind and $85 billion worth of equipment, the best equipment in the world, left behind, just left there like it was nothing. And I don't think anybody's seen anything like that. I think that was the most embarrassing day in the history of this country. And obviously a constant embarrassment is the wall and the border. And, you know, I built almost 500 miles of wall. It could have been finished in 3 to 4 weeks. And it took 2.5 years to win all the lawsuits from usually mostly the Democrats in Congress. But I had it almost finished. And they decided not to spend 3 weeks on it, 4 weeks on it. And they didn't want to finish it. And it's, you know, it's a very sad thing. So when I look at what's happening with that, where prisons are being emptied out into our country, Joe, and when I see the inflation, which is eating us alive, gasoline prices go from $1.87 to $5, $6, $7 a gallon. And the food prices to buy bacon is up 49%. I mean, you know, it's crazy what's going on. Nobody's ever seen anything like it, actually.
It's the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. I mean, everything that you said obviously is factually true. The pullout from Afghanistan, you and I talked about this at length last time, so I won't spend too much time on it. But let me just ask you very simply, were you really going to give Bagram up like this guy did? Were you really going to take the military out first? Bagram Air Base is 400 miles to China. Why would we ever see that air base and give it to the Taliban of all people?
So we were taking the military out last, as anybody would do. Nobody would take the military out first because we have a lot of people there. We have a lot of equipment there.
Right.
We have some Afghans there that we want to protect. And, you know, generally you don't do that in war. You leave. That's that. But we do have some that some of the interpreters, et cetera. But the military comes out last. And as you know, we didn't lose one soldier in 18 months under my auspices,
right.
And not one soldier, think of it, in 18 months. And the Taliban respected us. They obviously listened to me and respected me. And I had talks with them at a high level, and I said, you better not do it. And they understood that. They would have never done anything in terms of our withdrawal. We could have taken our time, or we could have rushed out. It wouldn't have made any difference. They wouldn't have done anything. So it's very bad. We were going to get rid of the air bases other than Bagram. We were going to bomb the hell out of them. so that nobody could take them over. And Bagram we were keeping because it's literally an hour away from where China makes their nuclear weapons.
Right.
We were keeping Bagram, and that was going to be, you know, that base costs us billions of dollars. It's got the longest runways in the world. That's a massive base, and it's built really exactly that, a military base. You couldn't build a thing like that anymore. And the location was so good. So I would have kept it, not for Afghanistan, but for China. And now China's taking it over, from what I'm understanding. They're literally surveying, and now they're going to take it over. It's a horrible thing that what they've done is so horrible for a country.
A void was left big time. So China and Russia tried to fill that void almost immediately. We can talk about that more in a second. Let me remind you, those of you who are watching and listening, Our Journey Together is his book. This is President Donald J. Trump. Our Journey Together. Get it in hardcover. Get it in softcover. Go and get this book. This, by the way, is very hard to get right now, Mr. President. It sold out very quickly. So obviously people are reminiscing about just a year ago and how much better things were. China and Russia immediately sneaked in and took the place and filled the void of the Taliban. Suddenly they're the Taliban's best friends, and we left with our tails between our legs. It was the most embarrassing thing I can think of in my lifetime, except maybe Jimmy Carter failing to get our hostages out back in the 1970s. When you see this happening, the strength that you build just through dropping bombs on Syria, telling Iran if you dare, watch what happens, meeting with North Korea and fixing that to an extent, all of the work in 4 years goes away in a few months, really?
Well, nobody's seen anything like it, and it was all self-inflicted. There was no reason for it. You're right. North Korea, we would have ended up in a war. Would have been a nuclear war, too.
Right.
And they have a lot of capability. And instead, I got along with Kim Jong-un very well. I met him twice and had a very good relationship, and you haven't heard much from them, frankly. And now they're starting to talk again, and it's very bad. And Iran was all set to make a deal. We would have made a deal with Iran within 1 week, and now they've released the sanctions, or a lot of the important ones, and China's now buying vast amounts of oil. They weren't buying oil when I was president. They would not do it. I told them, asked them, you could call it anything you want. Don't buy oil from Iran. Now they're buying so much oil, Iran is becoming rich and wealthy and everything. And what's happening is, they don't even want to meet with the Americans anymore. Ending the Iran nuclear deal was a great thing, but you had to do it with strength. And now our guys are begging for a meeting, and they won't even meet. Now, the whole thing is not even possible to believe what's going on.
No.
Not even possible to believe.
I couldn't agree more. It's President Donald J. Trump, the 45th President of the United States of America. Get his book, Our Journey Together. It's available right now, although it's selling out quickly all over the place. I had, in separate instances, Rick Perry and Dan Brouillette on my show several times. Rick Perry and Dan Brouillette were both energy secretaries under your guidance in your administration. These guys, because of your plan, were able to make us a net exporter of oil, of energy. They went there because you were mad. You were angry that our friends in Europe that we're protecting are buying oil from Russia, and that pipeline was ridiculous. Right. These guys, from your guidance, went over and told the EU, you're buying LNG from us. You're buying oil from us. We're going to protect you. You're going to make sure that you buy stuff from us, not from the enemy. And they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Trump, they did it.
Right.
This administration comes in and says, we're not going to be an oil exporter anymore. We're going to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. We're going to beg OPEC, a cartel, to please release more oil. And OPEC said, no, what are you, stupid? So how does it change that quickly? How on earth could we be so weak? How do we benefit? Have you ever tried to get into the mind of a Joe Biden or a Jen Psaki? What do they gain by making such horrible moves for our country? His answer to that when we come back. It is my exclusive interview with the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He continues there. We talk more about the border. We talk about vaccines, about mandates, and an awful lot more. And I definitely want to hear from you. Now, keep in mind, we did this yesterday. So I'm already getting text messages and emails from people saying, hey, ask him this or ask him that or ask him the other thing. Well, I can't ask him anything new today, but I promise you that I take the time to ask a lot of questions that many of you have been sending my way for a long time. A lot more of the interview, another 14, 15 minutes of this interview when we come back. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Put it on your social media everywhere. Tell people to come and listen to the rest of this interview. We get to a lot of stuff a lot of you want answers to on the Joe Pags Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It is the Joe Pags Show for your Wednesday, 888-941-PAGS. Stop by the website, joepags.com. We just redesigned it yesterday. All sorts of great new features, breaking news stories, trending news stories. Follow me on all the social media and see my previous interviews. Before the break, I asked the former president about energy and why anybody in this country who loves the country would ever make us dependent on OPEC, dependent or allow the EU to be dependent on Russia for liquefied natural gas, which is LNG. When we had deals in place, and I asked him, do you know why the left would ever want to make decisions like this? His answer is pretty interesting.
Well, it's almost, not even almost, it's not understandable. We were energy independent 1 year ago. We didn't need the Middle East. We didn't need OPEC and Russia and Saudi Arabia. We didn't need anybody. We had so much that the prices were at an all-time low. In fact, something that nobody ever talks about, the strategic reserve for four decades was empty or pretty close to empty, and I filled it up right to the top.
Right.
And now they went out and they're taking oil out of these strategic reserves. I did 75 million barrels at a very, very low price. And this is for many, many decades. No president wanted to do that because it was expensive. I bought it when it was at a low. And we filled it up right to the brim. And now they're taking it out to try. And it's not supposed to be trying to have cars have a little bit, trying to have people get a little bit cheaper gasoline.
Right.
It's not meant for that. It's meant for wars and real problems. So it's to see what's going on. We were energy independent, and now we're not energy independent. We had so many things. It was going so well. And, of course, then COVID came in, but then I rebuilt it again. I really rebuilt it twice.
Right.
And we were doing great, and now it just looks like it's a very sad situation. You take a look at, and I think it started. I mean, it was way before then, but it started with the withdrawal from Afghanistan. It was such an embarrassing moment. It looked like we surrendered to people without weapons of any kind. And now think of it: 70,000 trucks, 70,000. There's no used car company in the world that has 70,000 cars. And these are serious trucks and, you know, various military machines. So you have trucks and you have 700,000 machine guns, rifles, and other things, and the night goggles and airplanes and Black Hawk helicopters, the whole thing. And some of them are brand new.
Crazy.
Brand new. Better than what we have. I think they're number two to us in helicopters in the country. I think Australia was number two, and now they're number two in a certain type of helicopter. It's just a very, very sad situation. And China's watching that, and they're all watching that. And they're saying, well, this is no longer really much of an adversary. They're watching guys like Milley that take the military out first. No, Joe, we took the military. The military was coming out last. And that's after every last piece of equipment was gone.
It only makes sense. I mean, there's no sense in doing it like we did. But whenever he's criticized, Biden says this was your plan. You and I know that it wasn't your plan. And the voters know that, too. It's
no.
The 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. This was from Rasmussen Reports today, Mr. President. Who speaks for you is the headline. Trump, 44%. Biden, 31%. This isn't Republicans. This is all Americans. The poll was about those who are registered to vote, and they wanted to know who speaks for you, who believes in American values, whose agenda made more sense. You're beating him by 13% in a general. This isn't Republicans. Did you see that poll, and are you surprised by that?
I heard about it an hour ago, and I was honored. You know, Rasmussen is very respected.
Yeah.
They really are a very respected pollster, as opposed to some, which are just horrendous.
Right.
I mean, they're fake. They're fake, just like the fake news. But no, I heard about it. I'm honored by that. But really, look, we have to get our country back. Our country is going so bad. We're not going to have a country left.
It's unbelievable that many people on both sides of the aisle say the guy who's in charge now, and he's only been there less than a year, is not getting it done. I appreciate you coming.
When you think about, hey, Joe, when you think about what we did, I mean, I rebuilt the military. We came up with the vaccines. And sometimes people say, oh, the vaccines. We say, we cannot lose that issue. That's a great, great thing that we did. We saved tens of millions of people throughout the world. And, you know, the vaccines and the therapeutics and so what we did with Space Force and all of the tax cuts. You know, we got the largest tax cuts in the history of our country. We got the largest regulation cuts in the history of the country. We had the most jobs in the history of our country by far, 160 million. It's much lower than that now. And, you know, we did so much. And that's one of the reasons I think that the book is selling so well, because, you know, people, despite all of the witch hunts and all of the phony stuff that went on, it's just horrible stuff. You see it now with the various reports that have come out. But the Durham report comes out, and, you know, it was a hoax. The whole thing was a hoax. The Russia thing was made up by Hillary and a couple of lawyers and guys like Schiff, you know, real sleaze.
And he's still, on top of that committee for some reason. Our Journey Together, Donald J. Trump, is the former president of the United States. Talking about vaccines, about mandates, about Operation Warp Speed, what you did was amazing. What you did was unprecedented. I'm glad you mentioned the therapeutics, because Regeneron came out of that. Monoclonal antibodies came out of that. Those are saving lives. It's not just about the jab in the arm. People are confused, though, Mr. President. They think that you are for mandates. I know you not to be for mandates. You wanted to make sure it was available. Give me your thoughts on the fact that this administration is making people lose their jobs, kicking them out of the military, kicking them out of hospitals if they're not vaccinated.
Yeah, just the opposite. I'm certainly for the vaccines. I think it's one of the greatest achievements. I mean, if you really think about it, look, you rebuild the military and you think that's great, and you do the tax cuts and all of this, that you're all great. But the vaccines were one of the great achievements ever. This was supposed to take 5 to 13 years. And most people thought it couldn't be done. And we did it in less than 9 months. And what I did with the FDA, you don't want to know about. And with these companies, because they were just, you know, they're very bureaucratic and they were slow, and they have been for years. I mean, we beat much less complicated vaccines by 4, 5, 6 years. You know, there are other vaccines. They take years to develop if they're even successful. And we have 3 great vaccines, and we have all of the therapeutics. I'm glad you mentioned that. And that's leading to some, you know, pills, which we're getting very close to getting. And,
right.
And you know, that came out of everything we've done. So we don't want to lose that. We don't want to lose that issue or that great achievement. And people can't do that. Now, as far as the mandate's concerned, some people don't want to take it for religious reasons or other reasons or maybe health reasons in some cases. You can't have the mandates. And I think the mandates are actually one of the things, a very primary thing that's hurting our country.
Exactly.
And that's why we're doing so bad economically.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's President Donald J. Trump. It is a bestseller, Our Journey Together. Go and get this book right now. I want to hit the border a little bit. I'm in San Antonio, Texas, as you know, although we're heard across the country on 162 stations.
Mm-hmm.
But being here in San Antonio, a lot of people who are coming across the border illegally this year, it's going to be over 1 million people. It'll be more people illegally than legally we're allowed in. We allow in 1 million a year legally. They're just showing up in cities like San Antonio. They're not being checked for COVID. Yep. They're not wearing masks. They're not vaccinated. These people, we have no idea what they're bringing along with them. And all we're doing is enriching drug cartels through this process. You had Title 42 or Article 42. You also had stay in Mexico policy. You had a joint effort with Mexico, Guatemala, Holland, Honduras, El Salvador, and it was working, Mr. President. What does the left gain? What do Democrats gain by letting these people come here illegally, bringing harm to our safety and security in this country?
And rough people and people from prisons where they empty out countries, not just the 4 countries that you mentioned.
Right.
Many countries are emptying out their prisons into the United States. What do they gain? Only one thing, the ruination of our country.
Right.
I mean, it almost must be, you know, a lot of people say they want that to happen. I find that hard to believe, but who could like this? I mean, some of these policies, defund the police. Get rid of your guns. Now, get rid of your guns. So you're defunding the police, and then you're getting rid of our Second Amendment.
Right.
So we can't protect ourselves either. The whole thing is crazy what they're doing. So the only thing you can think of is they must have ill will, because there's just that this border situation is so obvious. So we had the strongest border in history, and now we have the weakest border that we've ever had in history by far. And also, one thing that you didn't mention, because you know it all, I'll tell you, Joe, you've seen it all. You have seen it all, but drugs are flowing in at a rate that's never been seen before. And I had it down to the lowest in 35 years, and we were going lower. All they had to do was nothing. If they came in and did nothing, the Border Patrol was doing great. Everybody was doing great. The wall was almost finished. They should have let the wall be finished. I mean, they're paying the contractors more money not to finish the wall than if they finished it.
Stunning. It doesn't make any sense. President Donald Trump, get his book, Our Journey Together. You know better than anybody, Rudy Giuliani won in New York, and George Pataki won in New York, only because people feared for their safety and security. Because the crime was overriding that city, New York City. The state was riddled with crime. You bring in two Republicans that most Democrats would never have voted for. They did it at that point because they feared for their safety. They feared for their families. People in America feel that way right now. And I've asked you this over and over, and you said, I'll be very happy. Are you going to run again? Well, first of all, your effect in the midterm already is stunning. Just look at what's happening in Wyoming. Liz Cheney, a person with the name Cheney, is trailing by 18 points, somebody nobody's ever heard of in Hageman. I've had her on my show, by the way, that I know that you're supporting, that you're endorsing.
That's right.
18 points, Mr. That's Trump. Right. That's stunning. That's a lot of power politically. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Cheney's got to go, but your impact in the 2022 midterm is going to be amazing. Just give me a thought on that, what your impact is going to be as we get closer. We're less than a year away now. And then I have to ask the question about 24. Go ahead.
Well, we're 158 wins and two losses, and the two losses were people that were more Trump than the people I endorsed.
Right.
But we won 158, and we had two losses, and we just had a great congressman up in Ohio elected. And I mean, it's amazing what's happening, and I don't think that's ever happened before to that extent.
Right.
You know, there was an expression for years, and it's been true until very recently, that an endorsement is not worth the paper it's written on, Joe. And you've heard that, and it's true. Ronald Reagan, if he endorsed somebody, it was nice to have, but it wouldn't move the needle. And, you know, I'm endorsing people. I'm so honored by it. I'm endorsing people, and they go 40, 50, 60 points, and the race is over. So we're gonna be very much involved. We want to take back the House. We want to try and take back the Senate. Mitch McConnell is a disaster, but other than that, we have to take back the Senate anyway. And we're going to do that. I think we have a real good chance at the Senate, and I think we have a beyond good chance at the House.
Talk to me about 24. Have you made a decision? I know I'll be happy, but what's the decision? Do we know?
Well, I think I'm, you know, in my own mind, I have a certain thing that I'm going to be doing, and I think people are going to be very happy. But, you know, they have campaign finance laws that don't let you talk about it, so I won't talk about it. But the fact is that I think people are going to be very happy.
Good.
We have to save our country. Our country is going to hell, and we have to save our country. We have no choice. You know, I have a much easier life outside of that.
And, much.
It's just one of those things, but we have to. It's much more important than me. We have to save our country. There's never been a time like this in our country.
I know you got to go. I know that I've taken more time than you might have expected. I have to, one last question, and I appreciate you always giving me the time, Mr. Trump. Truth Social. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they're all stifling people. They've gotten rid of you. 87 million followers want to follow you every day. Not just on the website. I think the emails are great, but they want to go to a social media site where they know the truth can be told and they won't be censored and squashed. Is there a timeline and when we can expect to see that?
Yeah, I was at 90 million and 36 million on POTUS.
Wow.
Millions and millions on Facebook, and it's just crazy. And all of a sudden you have none. You get the word out, but we get the word out through people like you and other ways, but
right.
It's just a terrible thing that they did. Yeah, we need a voice, and that's what it's all about. And this will be a great voice.
Is there a time frame?
Our people are not allowed to speak.
True.
And, you know, the press is very dishonest. It's corrupt as hell, and our people aren't allowed to speak, and this will be a voice, and it'll be a great voice.
Do we know when, or is that still in the works?
I would think in the first quarter, sometime toward the middle to the end of the first quarter, I hope.
I love it. I want to make
It'll
sure
it'll be really something special, too.
I want to make sure that you understand how honored I am that you always take the time to give me your time. You come on my program. You know, I've got a nice audience, but I know you don't do it for that. You're a nice guy. I met you in person, and you really want America to understand what this is about. You are being misrepresented by everybody in the left media. Jim Acosta is a rich man with his own show because he dared stand up to Donald Trump. These people were actors. Mm-hmm. They were fools who were taking advantage of the opportunity you gave them, and we see that in all of the outcomes. So again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for taking the time to come on my show and to always be as nice as you are to me.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. And the reason is also, number one, I like you, but you have a great show. So, and you're very influential, and we appreciate that, and we respect that. Everybody does, Joe. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's Donald J. Trump. Get his book. It's Our Journey Together, the former president of the United States, the 45th president of the United States. And for me, I hope he's the president again soon. We're back after this. Stay right here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.